rock and roll. Tell them more about free. Talking on the phone is not my speed. Don't send me no letter cause I can't read. Don't be long cause I be gone. We gon' rock and roll long night long. Cause I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until tomorrow night. Talking on the phone is not my speed. Don't send me no letter cause I can't read. Don't be long cause I be gone. We gon' rock and roll all night long. Cause I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby, we gonna rock, we gonna roll until tomorrow night.
I'm ready. Fats Domino. 1959, went up to number 16 on the pop charts, number 7 on the R&B charts. And, of course, it had many, many hits before that and had many, many more to come after that. So, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got Kim Weston going to get us started in the next set, the Tams, and then a little Tammy Wynette song. So, let's go right now with Kim Weston. The original version of Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me a Little While.
Take me in your arms, hold me for a little while. Hey, baby, time to know you're leaving me behind. I'm seeing you, darling, for the very last time. Show what a tenderness before you.
Take me in your arms.
Sure Can Love Each Other, 1971. Didn't do much on the pop charts, only made it to number 103. But on the country charts, it went up to number 2. And she had hit after hit and lots of number one songs. Miss Tammy Wynette. Deep Inside Me before that, The Tams, 1961. Song that didn't chart on the Arlen label, A-R-L-E-N. And I believe this was their first record as The Tams that was recorded and released. I know after this they had on the Arlen label, they had some other hits, but this one didn't. But I believe it was 1961, and I don't think, I believe it was their first record that they did. And Kim Weston got us started with the first charted version of Take Me In Your Arms, Rock Me A Little While. She did that in 1965, went up to number 50 on the pop charts, number 4 on the R&B charts. The Doobies did it in 1975 and took it to number 11 on the pop charts. But the very first recording of that was done by Eddie Holland about a year before Kim did, but it wasn't released until many, many years later. So, and that's a good version, too. If you can find a copy of that or somewhere on an LP or MP3, Eddie Holland, Take Me In Your Arms, Rock Me A Little While, real good sound by him, too. So, but anyway, that was Kim Weston. Okay, let's keep going. We've got Dave Edmunds coming up with an LP cut. We got Eddie Cochran and then Bob Seger and his Silver Bullet Band. So we got Dave Edmunds right now and a song called Here Comes the Weekend.
Monday and a Monday, Tuesday's a good day, Wednesday's a Friday, Thursday's the worst day, Friday's great cause I can hardly wait until the weekend. I should be clocking in at 8 but I'm a little late, can't pay my baby cause I took her on a date, 3 till 10 and then it's Friday again. Here come the weekend, here come the weekend, here come the weekend. The working week's so tough, I think I've had enough until the weekend. I've had an overdose of doctor's notes, but it just don't ease the pain. Going on the sick, don't do the trick, but sooner or later I'll be clocking in again. Working like a dog on a day, never see enough of my take-home pay. They pay me for the ship, my favorite's given a gift. Here come the weekend. Someday I'll be able to forget my working days. Life will be grim because my ship is coming in. Everything will go my way and I won't ever say. Here come the weekend. Here come the weekend. Here come the weekend. My working week's so tough, I think I've had enough until the weekend. Here come the weekend.
Come and dance with me. Well, I teach you every dance from here across the sea. Well, first we hop, yeah, 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 then we bop, yeah, 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 then we swap, or rock and roll, well, to the stroke. Well, a teeny, 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 got my blue suede shoes, my pink carnation and my black slacks too. Hopping at the big 5-4. Teeny, 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 when we reach the hall. Oh, well, we rock around the clock and really have a ball. Well, first we'll hop. Yeah, 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 then we fall. Yeah, 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 then we swap. We'll be right back. a hoppin' at the big five horn. Teeny, 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 well, we read so hard. Oh, well, we rock around the clock and really have a ball. Well, first they hop. Yeah, 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 then we ball. Yeah, 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 then we swap. Been beside a man, you don't know what he wants, you don't know if he cries at night, you don't know if he don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares are real. Until you've been beside a man, don't know how he feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head. Heaven opens up the door where angels fear to tread. Some men go crazy, some men go slow, some men go just where they want, some men never go. Oh, blame it on midnight. Ooh, shame on the moon.
Oh, blame it on me.
Shame on the Moon, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, 1982, went up to number two on the pop charts for him that year. Before that, Eddie Cochran, Jeannie, 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 1958, number 94 is all it made on the pop charts, but he had already had a couple hits and had a few more coming his way, but good sound by him. Guy that came out of Minnesota and unfortunately died at a very early age doing some touring in England, had a car crash. I know he's in his 20s, and the year slips my mind right now. I want to say it's like 59, 60, 61, anyway, but he was in his 20s and died in a car crash. And Dave Edmunds before that, Here Comes the Weekend, 1977. It came off the LP Get It. It didn't chart. It did come out on a 45. The flip side of that 45 was a song called As Lovers Do, which was a non-LP cut. So they just picked this song and stuck it with another song he had done earlier, but they didn't put As Lovers Do on this LP. Okay, we've got the Motels going to come in first, then the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and then the Little Queen. So let's do the Motels right now and Suddenly Last Summer.
Worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shoes. shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, he talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. He said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants and fair that stands for we jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles,
Tie Your Mother Down, Queen, 1977, went up to number 49 on the pop charts for them. And that one you don't hear very often on the radio. You'll hear, you know, We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions and Bohemian Rhapsody. But this one you don't hear very often, but I like this one a lot, too. Good rocking guitar. Let's see. Before that, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Mr. Bojangles, a song that they made into a Grammy Hall of Fame song, this version. And this was 1970 for them, went up to number 9 on the pop charts, a song written by Jerry Jeff Walker. And he did it in, I believe it was somewhere around 1968, I believe it was. And he did the very first version of it. And along the way, Harry Nilsson did a version, Neil Diamond did one, Lulu, and John Denver, and then the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and then many, many, many after that. But a good song by Jerry Jeff Walker, and good version by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Motels, a group out of Berkeley, California, Suddenly Last Summer, 1983. Song went to number 9 on the pop charts for them. Lead singer of that is a lady by the name of Martha Davis. And they had a few other hits along the way. And hadn't heard much of them lately. I don't know if they're still doing anything or what's going on with the Motels. But I enjoyed that one. And they had another one called, I believe, Only the Lonely. So good song by them. Okay, let's keep going. We got John Mayall and the Blues Breakers coming up out of 1965. And then our double play of the day, Bob Dylan. So we're going to do two by Bob. So we got John Mayall going to get us started with The Death of J.B. Lenore.
Chicago, 1,000 miles. Serve somebody.
Maybe you can
working on a home. Might be living in a mansion, you might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord, you may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. You may be somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread, maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody,
serve
yes
somebody.
Indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve.
It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Now you may call me Terry, or you may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ, you may call me Ray. You may call me anything, no matter what you say. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Gotta Serve Somebody, Bob Dylan, 1979, a song that went up to number 24 on the charts for him that year on the pop labels. That song also won him the Grammy Rock Male Vocal of the Year award in 1979. Gotta Serve Somebody. I'll Be Your Baby Tonight, Bob Dylan, 1968. Didn't chart, but real good sound. Quite a few other people have done that song over the years, and I like it a lot. And The Death of J.B. Lenore, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, song that came out on the 1965 LP, the Crusade label by the John Mayall group out of England. Over the years, he's had quite a few people change in his personnel in his bands, but a couple of them included Eric Clapton, John McVeigh before he got in with Fleetwood Mac, and Mick Taylor before he wound up with the Rolling Stones. So a lot of people navigated over there towards John Mayall and got in his band and then went on to other things. Okay, let's keep going. We got Cher going to get us started, the Bo Brumbles, and then Jimmy Buffett going to do us one. So let's do Cher right now, and Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down.
He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play bang bang. I shot you down, bang bang. You hit the ground, bang bang. That awful sound, bang bang. I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me the trick was rang. Hey! 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 Now he's gone, I don't know why. Until this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shut me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shut me down.
Thank you.
Jimmy Buffett, Like Stars on the Water, 1983, a song by Rodney Crowell, who wrote the song, and did a good version himself. But this came off Jimmy Buffett's One Particular Harbor LP out of 1983. It's just an album cut, didn't chart, but good sound by Jimmy Buffett. And let's see, before that, the Beau Brummels, You Tell Me Why, 1965, went up to number 38 on the pop charts. A group that came out of San Francisco. I know when they first came out and were playing the music, I thought they might have been a British group. Of course, being 1965, seemed like everybody was coming out of England and having all kind of hits. But these guys were out of San Francisco. And I remember buying that LP. I was visiting some relatives down in South Alabama. And we drove over to Pensacola and stopped somewhere, and I was looking, and I saw that LP and had a couple bucks with me because it didn't cost much back then, and I bought that LP. So, and the reason I bought it was before the song Laugh Laugh, which was a big hit for them, which is also a song that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Laugh Laugh. But this was You Tell Me Why. And before that, Cher, Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, 1966, number two on the pop charts. You know, Cher got her start, of course, with Phil Spector being a backup singer. I don't know where he located her. But anyway, she recorded, even before Sonny Cher, she was did a couple of solo things. She did one called, it was recorded as Bonnie Jo Mason. So if you see a record out there that says Bonnie Jo Mason, and it's at a yard sale for a buck, grab it. Because it's probably, I think the song's title was something like We Love You, Ringo, or I Love You, Ringo, or something. I forgot right now off the top of my head. But anyway, it was about Ringo Starr. And it's at one time was selling for $500-$600 because there's not many of them out there. She also recorded as Cheryl Lynn. And then when she hooked up with Sonny, they were called Caesar and Cleo at first. And then they changed it over to Sonny and Cher. Okay, it's almost time to go. Let's get two more in here real quick. We're going to slow it down, play some nice slow stuff here right now. We got Jim Reeves, who just a fantastic vocalist over the years, did so many great stuff. And the Fleetwoods, who also had quite a few hits and had some real nice sounds. So let's do Jim Reeves right now. And I Heard a Heartbreak Last Night.
I heard the pitter patter of a slow winter rain. I heard the lonesome whistle of a faraway train. As I sat in the silence, broken only by pain, I heard a heartbreak last night. Oh, how you cried. We said goodbye as we stood at the station in the rain.
Then we said goodbye.
The whippoorwill sang from a pine tree close by. When we heard the whistle of your train, I heard the mournful sobbing of the wind in the pine. I felt the cold, icy fingers of fear on my spine. For I knew in my heart you'd never. I heard a heartbreak last night. For I knew in my heart you'd never be mine. And I heard a heartbreak last night.
have my fun.
Run around. I'll never leave you.
I'm forever bound.
The streets are noisy. I'm all alone. I sit and wait, dear, for you to phone. Go have your fun.
I'll have my fun.
Go have your fun.
Fleetwood's 1960 Runaround went up to number 23 on the pop charts, and they always had that smooth sound. It's the kind of sound that belonged in the 50s and early 60s style. You know, you're driving around in your car in 1958, 59, you got your windows down and playing that kind of stuff. They had about 15 hits between 1959 and 1964, so they hung around a good little while and had good influence on some singers over the years. A group that came out of the state of Washington. Jim Reeves before that, I Heard a Heartbreak Last Night, 1967. Didn't chart on the pop charts, but it went up to number 9 on the country western charts. And what a career he had, and died way too early. But always enjoyed the Jim Reeves sound, and what a voice he had. Thanks for joining us this week on the BRC Radio Show. We got to get out of here. We come to you from the city of Birmingham, Alabama. And hope you enjoyed the music, and we're going to keep doing stuff. Don't forget to check out other shows that we've got going on. We've got the vinyl experience that Tom Faison does for us, and we're about to add one more guy going to come in and do his own show. Then I'll do a couple every month too. So anyway, thanks for listening, and before we leave, we're going to do our usual instrumental song we do at the end of the show. And today, because the new James Bond movie just came out, we're going to do the James Bond theme. This version here is the one that came out of Dr. No, which was the first one in 1962. It didn't chart. It was by the Monty Norman Orchestra. And there was a version of this that charted in 1964. Billy Strange did a version, but I decided to go with the one that came out of Dr. No. Billy Strange's version went up to number 58 on the pop charts. I'm surprised it didn't go higher, because that was James Bond was really big at that time. But anyway, the new one just came out, and I went and saw it myself just the other day and enjoyed it. So, but this is the James Bond theme by the Monty Norman Orchestra out of 1962. And thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.